Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Rose Wallen. He is with the Emory County USU Extension Office. We're going to talk for a moment about 4-H. And yes, the stock show isn't until July, but there are things that you can do to make your life a heck of a lot easier when it comes up. So we're going to talk about that as well. Ro, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
So let's start off with just talking about some of the things that are going on towards the end of the year and the first of next year when it comes to 4-H in Emory County.
Okay. We are right now looking for new members for our teen council. Yes, have to be a teenager for that. That's really our requirement. And they're a really nice group of kids. We focus on doing leadership and service activities for the community. And then they get to help plan some of our activities for the summer as well.
So you've got that coming up. Then you said something about there's a mock legislature in February.
Yes, that's a statewide program. It's a lot of fun. And some of the teenagers would be able to participate in that. They get to go to the Capitol. They get to talk about and debate a bill. They get to look, meet some of our state legislature and work there at the Capitol building and do a tour and really understand how government works. It's a good program.
Very, very cool. And then you had mentioned something about a 4-H prom.
I don't know a whole lot about that one. I know that one does take place in the spring. That is a statewide dance as well. So
okay.
For the older kids.
And then I've got down here, is there a leadership conference that's coming up as well?
There's one coming up in the first part of the year. Yes.
So we've got that. And then, as we roll into summer and those kinds of things, we've got, of course, all the day camps and those classes like that. You said there's science and art and a cooking class. And then you said that one of your favorites from last year that will be coming back is a hiking one.
Yeah, we had a hiking club last year. That was one of my favorites. We just met one Friday a month and went and explored somewhere. Got to, learn a little bit about nature, the environment, just things that we saw and had a nice time hiking. Yeah.
All right. So those are some of the courses that you're going to have there at 4-H and some of the things that are going on next year with 4-H as well. And then let's talk, as I said, yes, the stock show isn't happening until July, but there are certain things that you guys need to be doing if you're interested in being part of the stock show that can make your life really easy coming July, right?
Well, sure. We do have to. The stock show is really sort of the culmination event. So hopefully the actual 4-H project is really all about learning how to raise an animal. So you need to have your animals at least 60 days ahead for goats, sheep, and pigs, and then 100 days ahead for cattle. But you can definitely have them longer than that if you would like. What we're really interested is that you have a good experience and learn something about animal science through the process.
And the other thing that you said, and we talked about this last year even, is making sure that you stay up to date and on top of your record books. You even said that, this is something that you can fill out last minute, but you don't want to.
You don't. No. there's always a portfolio contest as well as part of the stock show. So having your record book up to date and being able to put that together beforehand really gives you a chance to polish things and get a better score.
And then you had also talked about a Best of Emory and a Best of Carbon. Kind of explain those a little bit better.
Yeah, we do. So that's a fun prize. So maybe you don't have the best animal one year, but if you participate in everything and work hard, then there is a Best of Emory and a Best of Carbon award. So you get prizes for competing in the market show and showmanship, but you also get points for the portfolio contest, the animal science test, for helping with service. They have a community service aspect, and then you get points for education as well. So if you attend workshops and clinics prior to the show to learn something about your animal, then you get points for that as well.
So there's always an opportunity to do well at the Stock Show. And once again, that's coming up starting, you said, July 10th, I believe?
I believe it's the 10th this year, yes.
All right. So keep on top of all those things. If you've got any questions about 4-H in Emery County, can they just reach out to you there?
Yeah, the extension? Just give us a call. Absolutely.
Give them a call over there, and they can kind of guide you through everything up in at Emery County as far as the 4-H and the Stock Show is going to be concerned. Ro, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.